There you are. I knew you'd be getting off your shift on the bridge soon. I hope you don't mind I let myself into your cabin. But if you mind your little sister going into your cabin when you're away, you shouldn't have given her access to your lock, I guess. I only have to wave my wrist implant in front of the door, and it opens right up. I tidied up the place while I was waiting. You're still not used to living on your own, I guess, and having me around to keep your messes under control. But Mom and Dad aren't used to your being gone either. Once you graduated school and became an legal adult, you got a spot on the bridge right away, which was a huge honor. But we really miss you. But I didn't just come here because I missed you. Do you notice anything different about your little sister? No, they didn't change the school uniforms too much this semester. Maybe I've grown an inch? That's not it. Maybe it's this little light on my wrist implant, which has gone from red to yellow. You know, meaning the ship's computer has authorized me for breeding. Thanks. It's obviously a big honor. I wasn't expecting it for a few more years, but you know how these things go. When there's a projected opening for more population, the ship's computer looks over everyone's DNA and finds the two people that will pass on the best genetics. I can still finish school, even if I'm pregnant. And when they pick a girl at age 18, it means they plan on letting her have a lot of babies. Yeah, I know who they picked for me. No, I haven't told them yet. I guess I wasn't sure how. It's all very awkward. Because the breeding partner the ship matched me up with is you, my brother. No, this isn't a joke. I thought it was at first, too. But the ship's computer doesn't joke. They're very careful to let the right people breed. The main worry these days are mutations from what radiation gets through the shielding. That's why some people never get selected to breed. They've inherited a mutation the ship doesn't want passed on. But sometimes there's good mutations, and we have them. We both inherited good mutations. And it's something that makes our DNA more resistant to random mutations, which the computer says is a good thing. So they've matched us up. Our genomes are clean from defects, other than the good ones they're interested in. So from a genetic standpoint, there's no reason we shouldn't breed. There's the incest taboo, of course. That's still very real. And I don't think the ship has ever made family members this close together breed. But of course it was probably kept secret if they ever did. You know, a lot of sexual stuff happens more freely when everyone's on birth control by default. But this would be different. We'd be trying to make a baby. More than trying. It would almost certainly succeed. We'd get all scanned and tested enough when the ship would know if one of us weren't capable of reproducing. And now this light's gone to yellow. It means my impact is causing me to ovulate and pumping hormones into my system to make me even more fertile. Do you still think I'm joking about this? Give me your wrist. I'll hold my implant close to yours. See how yours cycles between red and yellow now? All you have to do is signal your acceptance to the match, and it will turn solid yellow when you're around me, and you'll be fertile too. I've thought about this a long time, obviously. The fact that I'm here and telling you about this should tell you what you need to know. I could have told the computer no, and not told you anything about this entire embarrassing situation. But there's the mission to think about. And the ship has a fickle side. If we don't agree, it may just decide not to match us up with anyone ever again. And I do want children. You do too. That's central to the mission and to who we are. And I guess the urge is strong enough that I'd even have my brother's baby. No one needs to know. There are so many anonymous breedings on the ship. Our parents are the exception where they actually married or were allowed to have multiple children. Only the computer would know. And us, of course. I don't know if you've ever had sex before. I sure haven't. I know you haven't been chosen to breed before, or you would have told us of the honor. But I think you were probably too busy to try to study for the bridge crew. You didn't have time to have sex for fun. Well, here's our chance to have sex and to breed. And it's all very exciting because of being chosen, but scary because of who we are to each other. But I'd still do it. I probably would have done it for fun if you'd asked me in the past, because I do look up to you so much. I know it's wrong, but now the ship is saying it's okay. Maybe you never wanted to, or it just didn't occur to you. Maybe you didn't think I wanted to, but the ship is saying we should. And I'm saying I will, if you want. I'll let my brother mate with me. I'll let you impregnate me. All you have to do is accept and turn your light to yellow so you're fertile too. Or right now, I think I'd still do it even if you left your light at red and there was no chance of a baby. But if we're going to have sex, it should be to reproduce and to do our part for the mission. If it helps, I'm not even wearing panties under my schoolgirl uniform. So if you don't want to get naked with me, if that would be too weird, all you have to do is access my pussy, and it's accessible right now. See? I'll lift up my skirt to show you. It's wet, too. I think it's the hormones the implant is putting into my system. Or maybe that I was touching myself a little while I waited for you. I figured if I was a little horny when you got here, that would give me courage. And it did. Now it's your turn to show me yours. But I can help with that if you're nervous about it. I remember how I ran my hands over your bridge uniform when you first got it. All over your chest and arms, to feel the smooth fabric of it, but I felt muscles underneath, and that was more exciting to touch than the uniform, although I didn't want to admit it then. But now I'm rubbing a different part of your uniform, and it's not muscle under there, it's your cock. This uniform will soon enough attract the girls to have sex for fun. But this cock, I feel, will make it even funner. Let me undo your pants and pull them and your underwear down. There. Your cock is free now. Just like you're free to have sex with me. To impregnate me, if you wish. Just let me hold my wrist to yours again so that your light cycles. Yellow, red, and back again. Over and over. Mine is already solidly yellow, but if I run my finger over it, like this, while mine is so close to yours, it flashes green and yellow now. Just do the same with yours, and we'll both be green, and then we can breed, just as the ship wants us to. You know it's my greatest wish to have children, and you know how much I adore you. This is the best of both worlds. If you'll accept, please accept. I love you so much, and I want your baby. Oh, thank you, my sweet brother. Oh, our lights are now bright green, signaling full fertility for both of us. But on a more human level, you're so hard, and I'm so wet. We're here together, and the right parts of us are naked, and your bed is right over there. I'll get onto it now. on my hands and knees. Doggy style is the recommended breeding position, and it's the one that intrigues me the most. I hope you don't mind. Here, I can lift up the hem of my skirt so you can see I'm not wearing panties, and you can see how wet my pussy is for you. Then you get behind me, still in your handsome uniform, with your even more handsome cock threatening to launch from it. I can feel your weight affect the mattress, and then your head's hips, your hands caressing my hips and my bare bottom. Oh, it feels so wonderful. Oh, and that feels even better as your cock finally touches my pussy. Oh, I'm shivering. I'm about to lose my virginity and almost certainly become pregnant. It's a big day for me. Please don't spoil it by having second thoughts. You need to put yourself inside of me, your cock, and then your cum. Oh, yes. Grab onto my hips. Use them for leverage, and then drive yourself into me. Oh, yes. Oh, you've done it, my brother. You took my virginity. On Earth, so long ago, this would be a crime. But we have the ship's permission. We're doing a good thing here. Doesn't it feel so very good to be inside of my wet pussy? And won't it feel even better to move in it, like you should start doing right now? Yes, just like that. See how perfectly we fit together and move together. Oh, even though I'm only 18, it still works so well. I'm old enough to breed, and that's the important thing. Old enough to breed now and for years to come. Oh, keep going. And you can go harder. Don't let me being your little sister stop you from fucking me as hard as you want. I'm in good physical shape, and the ship cleared me for this vigorous sexual activity. And the incitement and the hormones and all of that wanted to be very vigorous. So fuck me harder, please. Fuck your little sister harder. Yes, forget I'm your little sister. Well, actually, don't forget that, please. But don't let it slow you down or make you drive yourself into me with any less passion. We both needed this. Maybe not with each other, but that's what the ship decreed for us. And I think it's working out very well. Oh, I'm feeling so much pleasure from you thrusting into me from behind. It's not just the hormones. I think it's you. It's you and that cock that are going to make me come, to make me pregnant. Oh, the hormones just help. I'm so ready for you to do both. I want to feel your cum deep inside of me. I want to see my light change to gold to show I'm pregnant, and eventually to blue or pink, depending on if it's a boy or a girl. But most of all, I want us both to come and for it to feel better than anything in the whole ship. Are you ready? Oh, are you ready to come and to impregnate your own sister with your baby? Please do it, my sweet, sweet brother. I've always wanted to be a mother, and I'm so happy to be your lover. Oh, and I desperately want to have an orgasm now and to be filled with your hot cum. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 brother. Oh, yes. Oh, oh. Oh, that was so much enjoyable than it should have been, given that we're brother and sister. I feel deliciously naughty right now. But the ship said it was okay. Now, lie down next to me while I catch our breath. And I let gravity help with my fertilization. It shouldn't take long. If a woman's ready, It only takes a few minutes for conception to occur. And the implant makes sure I'm ready. So watch the green light on my implant and cross your fingers. It just went gold. Your sperm found my egg and fertilization has started. There's much more to it, of course, but it started. According to protocol, our duty to each other is over. You've successfully impregnated me. But the hormones, or maybe my body, or any number of things seem to be keeping you so very hard. So although it's completely unnecessary, at least from a breeding standpoint, we could most definitely do this again if you'd like, and whenever you'd like. Just because I'm getting the baby I wanted doesn't mean there's so much more I want from my big brother, and so much more that I want to give. Oh, I'm going to enjoy being your breeding partner, big brother.